John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5 this evening. And I want to look at a really, really, really interesting verse of scripture. Interesting, if you depends on where you're from. Interesting. It's what we always said coming up. But anyway, it's a very, very, very special verse of scripture, and I need you to help me a little bit tonight. We're gonna talk about it a little bit tonight, and it'll help you if you'll listen to what I'm gonna say. Okay? Let's get in the Word of God. People's really been enjoying our Wednesday night Bible class. I didn't even know. I had no idea how many people watch our church services. I have no, and still don't. But I've been getting letters, people wanting me to call them, and I mean from all of the United States plus England and Germany. Somebody sent a letter the other day from Germany and said, "We don't have a Bible preaching church over here. We love it. Keep up the good work and watch." I mean, every service. Weird. I never even thought this would happen. But I'm preaching to more people now, I guess, than ever happened in my life. By that way, isn't that weird how the Lord can take something that wicked and get a little glory out of it if it's used for His glory. Let's all look at 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 1. 1 John 5, 1. 1 John's a rough book, buddy. If you take it flat out like it says, we're in a heap of trouble. That's straight, buddy. "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments." Here we go, 3. "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." His commandments are not grievous. Man, I remember when I first read that many, many years ago. It struck me, and it always has. According to the Bible, if you love God, if you love the Lord like you're supposed to, you'll want to keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. You aren't going to go around saying, "Oh, this Christian life is so hard. Can't do this, can't do that." When you're in love with the Lord, it is a joy and an honor to be able to live right. That's what the world don't get. They think me and you's bound up in all these rules, and we got to do this, we can't do that, we can't do that. Like I like to hear what that one fellow said. I don't know if I always agree with that, but he said, "I sinned all I wanted to today." And what he meant was, if he's right with God, you don't want to sin. Now, you got to be careful with saying stuff like that. The Bible said his commandments are not grievous. Now, many people seem to be very upset about us believing the Bible. They worry about us, and it's amazing. There are people all over the world tonight that actually feel sorry for us. They do. They think, them poor, crazy people. I think it's Preacher Scott, sent me this thing on my phone. He said, "Watch this, Brother Danny." And it was something. And it led to some, you know how them stupid videos, one will put you to another one, and it was an atheist and a Christian. And this out on the street, and the guy said, "Lord loves you," something like that, give a guy a track, something like that. And man, that guy turned around and lit into that Christian and started cussing and saying, "You crazy people." He said, you don't either. And the guy said, well, "You can't prove there's not a God." And he said, "Well, you can't prove there is one," which is true. You can't prove it either way. But they claim they're not religious. They accept by faith that there's no God. That's religion. Anything you accept by faith, you're not on scientific ground anymore. You're on religious ground. And so they argue back and forth, and it was like feeling sorry for the Christian. So let's take a little while tonight, and let me help you. You are not near as miserable as the devil and the world tries to make you think you are. You are a happy group. We're so happy. Listen, we take it for granted a lot of times, just the blessings of getting up, knowing we're saved every day, and going to church and loving the Lord. You get taken for granted if you're not careful. We're free. He said, "You know the truth. The truth will make you free indeed." And don't ever get over that. So let's talk about that tonight. First of all, the commandments of God will not destroy you. Will not destroy you. As a matter of fact, the opposite is true. You young ladies here tonight, we got several young ladies in our church who are not married. You know what the world tells you? The world tells you, oh, good night, if you just loosen up and didn't have all them little stupid commandments on you and go out, you know, get a little wild, dress wicked, dance, go out there to clubs and all that, you could really have a good... No, I'm telling you, that's what'll destroy you. That's what'll destroy you. You better be better off to be saved and right with God and never have a boyfriend or a husband than to have to get him out there whoring around somewhere in a club. And see, because, listen, a guy don't respect you anyway, he ain't never going to treat you no respect. Amen? I know people. I don't know if there's anybody in here like that right now. I don't know. If they are, I ain't talking about you. But I know people right now living together, been living together, and I say, won't y'all get married? We're going to one of these days. Well, that boy ain't going to marry her. Why should he? He don't want that responsibility. He don't want... Let me tell you something. The commandments of God won't destroy you. Living wicked's what'll destroy you. There's disease. There's destruction. There's car wrecks. For every one person you've shown me that was really right with God and their life messed up, I can show you 500 that sin ruined. I guarantee you that, buddy. Amen. The world humanists suggest strongly that you are ruined for life because I think it was old Richard Dawkins, a famous atheist, made the statement that religion is a virus of the mind. And he said it hinders people from becoming what they being happy and stuff like that. Listen, I'd put God's people up against sinners any day of the week for being happy. I mean, we got our problems. We have our bad days. We have our... I'm telling you, for every girl that stays right with God, and we can show you 500 that went down that other road. We was talking about one today on the way down here. Young lady, just a young lady in her early 20s. Or mid-20s, something like that. And all messed up on drugs. A girl called me, a few weeks ago, text me, actually. Brother Danny, can you please just let me have $3? $3, that's all I'm asking for, because she's asked me a million times. And she said, if you just give me $3, then we can get to the store and get some bread. And I said, okay, I'll give you $3. And so I met her uptown. She was driving a car in Marion, and she had another girl here who was pregnant and a boy in the back seat. And I looked and I bent over the car and said, how y'all been doing? Where you been? She said, I don't know, Brother Danny. This is so-and-so. And she introduced me to that girl. She looked like she's about 19 or 20, pregnant, nowhere to live, nowhere to go. She said, she's staying. Her and him are staying with me and my boyfriend now. And my boyfriend says they can't stay. We're going to have to kick them out. And that little old girl, skinny, old boy sitting back there in the back, and I looked at him, and I just, you know, I just shaking my head, saying, man, y'all, you know what's got you in this mess? Sin has. Keeping the commandments of God didn't get them in that mess. Listen, living right didn't get them that mess. Living wrong did. Living wrong. Don't tell me about the commandments of God destroyed. People say, oh, the Bible drive you crazy. The Bible don't drive nobody crazy. Try and live sin and read the Bible well. It'll put you in Broughton. But the Bible don't put you there. I gave her $5. And I said, please come to church. And she bragged on me and told them, you know, bragged on me to them, you know, and stuff. And I said, I'm praying for y'all. And she had me to call the shelter down here. There's the shelter over here in town where we have a couple of ladies have come to visit our church. And I called the lady and asked her to get in, but you got to pass a drug test before you can get in. And they won't let you if you got drugs in your system, go to the shelters or anything. So they're out there. I don't know whatever happened to them. I don't know where that girl is right now. But I tell you one thing, living right didn't get her in that mess. Living wrong did. Living wrong will get you in 1,000 times more mess than living right will. You might get into a mess sometime living right, but you got somebody with you. And the Lord take care of you. And the Lord pities his children. And the Lord, you don't find many people living right that winds up in a mess like that right there. Not in this country. So this other girl we talked about on the way down here got a baby. Social services took the baby. She's on drugs, living wrong. And you know why You know why she don't have a place to stay tonight? You know why she don't have a home to live in? You know why she don't get to see her baby tonight? Because of sin. The commandments of God won't hurt you, y'all. They won't hurt you. When God says thou shalt not do something, He don't say it to make us miserable and box us in. He's doing it for our benefit. If you get out there and break your law, you pay a price for it. It's just like you keep your dog fenced in. You know why you keep it fenced in? Because you care about it. You know, if you let it run out, it'll get run over, get killed. And the Lord puts boundaries on us in our life to keep us safe. He's not trying to hurt you. How many people look at you and say, oh, you poor Christians, y'all can't even shack up, and y'all can't even get drunk, and y'all can't even, you don't get to do nothing that's any fun. That's because you're outside God's boundaries. And He'll get you before it's over with. You won't prosper long like that. You might have fun two or three times, then it comes down on you. Scientists have been trying to cram evolution down our throat. Bible's not true, you know, and all that. How can you possibly believe the Bible? Listen, there's 100 times more evidence for the Bible than there is science or evolution. Evolution ain't science, because science is something that's real and true. And it's false evolution or false science. And did you know that the earth itself, and I'm going to deal with this maybe some at the youth rally, the earth all over the world bears proof of it being tore all to pieces by earthquake and flood. It's everywhere. And you see up in them mountains, them rocks are laying at a slant like that, and you see rock, layers of rock, and a layer. What made, they used to didn't be like that. They used to be straight at one time or another. Something heaved them up there. The Bible said when Jesus died on the cross, them rocks were rent. Rocks, like tearing a piece of paper, buddy. You talk about an earthquake, ain't no telling what that was the day Jesus died on that cross. And then the flood. That's why we have fish fossils up on top of mountains by the thousands, where they died instantly, come crashing down. There's way more evidence there is a God than there is that there ain't one. There is no evidence that there's no God. None. There's plenty. You know what the biggest proof is there is a God? We're here. This is here. That's a proof right there, buddy. That's a proof. Because, I mean, it's like seeing a footprint. Something had to make it. And something had to make this world, y'all. And He's the Lord, and He's in heaven, and He's in our heart, and His commandments are not grievous. They will not hurt you. Matter of fact, they're the most constructive words in the world. So don't you let them idiotic people at work say, oh, Miss Goody Two Shoes, she can't go with us to the beach when we all go without our husbands, and we're all going to go. Oh, she can't go. She has to go by all them rules. You just bow your head and pray for them and ask God to help you and live right, buddy. Their day's coming soon. Their day's coming soon. They'll be sorry they went down that road, and you'll be glad you went down the right road. You'll be glad. His commandments are not grievous, y'all. Look, it ain't going to kill us to give up a few things in this world. We're going to heaven, good night. We're not going to burn in hell. It ain't going to kill us to miss the party. It ain't going to kill us to miss the drugs and the alcohol and all the immorality and stuff like that. There's a price to pay for that kind of stuff. There's a high price for low living, as the preacher said. So the commandments of God will not destroy you. Number two, His commandments won't degrade you. His commandments won't degrade you. People think we're socially degraded. They think we're in the Stone Age, and they feel sorry for us poor, ignorant, superstitious Christians that believe all this stuff. We have such a false concept of life, and we're so limited, and we're boxed in by religion. The opium of the people, you know, opium of the people, and stuff like that. Well, the commandments won't degrade you. They won't degrade you. Amen? I was out preaching on the street one time, and some people started arguing with us and everything. I remember it was a long time ago over in Asheville. I'll tell you a couple more stories about that in a minute. And the police come over there, and guess who the police fussed at? Us. Now, these guys come up smart, running their mouth, causing trouble, and we got fussed at. Because the world system works together. There's a show, I wish I could remember the name of it. Some of y'all might know, it's a new show that comes out, like a comedy or a sitcom. Buddy, the bad ones are out now. Have y'all heard about Lucifer? There's a show named Lucifer now on TV, in which Lucifer he retires from hell and moves to Los Angeles, which probably is pretty close to the truth. You know, he retired, but he's out there, that's for sure. And he's real handsome guy, and you know, and all. He's real charismatic, you know, and do what? Good question. They say they won't leave it alone because it don't leave them alone. That's what they say. And listen, now that I wish it's on my phone somewhere that somebody sent it to me. Scott sent it to me. There's a show, and you can look this up, where it all but says that Jesus was gay. And they're saying, I mean, they've joked about that for years. They'll say something like, well, if you don't know he wasn't gay, he had 12 boyfriends. We ran around with the 12 apostles. And making Jesus gay. And they say, well, it's art, and it makes people think. And the guy on this link that Scott sent me said, you make one about Muhammad being gay and see if that provokes anybody to think. You know what we'd do? Start a riot, and the president would come out and make a speech and condemn it. Sure would. Now, you know what all this shows? It shows we are on enemy territory, and we have the right God and the right belief. The world don't hate Islam. The world don't hate Islam. The world hates Christianity. And the devil hates Christianity. The devil don't hate Islam. I wonder, I ain't politicking tonight because we're in a mess no matter how you cut the cake. It's just bad or worse. Terrible or more terrible. But I wonder who ISIS would vote for if they got to vote. That's a good question to ask yourself. And then vote for the other person. But anyway, they won't degrade you. They won't degrade you. We was in Asheville over there at that Bell Share. And Bell Share used to be a big old thing. I mean, there's a bunch of us over there. We went over and took guitars, went out on the street, and we were singing. About 20 people singing and giving out tracks. And good night, the fruits come out, buddy. I'm telling you, this guy come out, looked like, was you with us, sir? What? Was like, he's dressed like Peter Pan in green leotards. And a little green thing like a guy. And he was dancing around in front of us like this. We thought, okay. And we just giving out tracks. The Bible says, repent. And then we started giving out tracks like that. And there's two guys standing right behind me like this. And one of them leaned over to the other and said, wow, some of those Christian guys are cute. We said, see you later, bud. And we started moving on over to the other side. I said, oh my goodness, let's get out of here. What's so funny was Todd was standing there, and that was good. Now that's 15 years ago, and Todd was, and this guy come up, and we was trying to witness, and this guy come up with this big old loud Harley or something, and got right in front of us, went, wow, wow, and that's the way that thing sounded. And it was drowned, and Todd just reached over and went, ding, and hit the kill switch on that thing and cut it. And man, that guy got mad. Don't you touch my motorcycle. And they was all about ready to fight and everything. And I thought, you know what? One night we went out and gave out tracks at Marion on Halloween night, giving out tracks. Buddy, I thought we was going to get in a fight. I thought they was going to get in a fight. I ain't looking for no fight. Was you there? Did you really? I knew somebody about dead over on Stumptown, on Steep Street is over there. Did they really? Well, I'm telling you, I think they look at it like, this is our night. Y'all ain't got no business being out here. This is Halloween. This is a devil's night. But I'm telling you, this thing of all these TV shows coming out blaspheming the Lord, and people think it's funny. People think it's funny. And I'm telling you, I would be greatly hurt and disappointed if I thought people from our church thought that was cute or funny. That ain't right, y'all. That ain't right. We're not supposed to like that trash. You're not supposed to like something that God despises. And He despises that stuff. It's wicked. And so you say, well, I can't help it. They're funny. You better just pray that you get your heart right. I mean, you better pray to get your heart right. It sure ain't. That ain't funny. Ain't nothing funny about that. Well, let me say thirdly. Somebody want to say something right quick. If you know what that show is, let me know. It's something about it. It's like a sitcom. And it's, Lord, I don't know. I don't know, but it had a name on it, I can't remember. But anyway, you can look it up. They say Jesus is gay, and it are all insinuate. They won't disturb you. They won't disturb you. I talked to a psychologist one time, and I thought, well, I'm going to try to witness to him, you know. And he was a very educated man. He believed there was no absolutes. There's no such thing as absolute right or wrong. Your circumstances determine whether something's wrong or something right. You know, they give you all these stories of if you were in a boat drowning or something like that, and only so many life jackets, and they come up with these stories like if you had to steal something to save somebody under that circumstances, would it be all right to steal? You know, stuff like that. Situation ethics. Just junk like that. They always make up some weird, crazy something that ain't never going to happen to try to prove that it's all right to break the commandments, which we're talking about tonight. And I tried to tell him there is absolutes. And so I started telling him about destruction. And Lot, listen to this. Here's a psychologist, probably been to school 12 years, not counting regular school, 20 years probably. And he didn't even know who Lot was. He didn't know who Lot was. So how can you have an intelligent conversation saying the Bible's not true and you don't even know who Lot is? That's why don't be intimidated by people trying to tell you you're crazy and you're an old fogey because you believe the commandments of God and they don't know who Lot is. They don't know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. I was somewhere down here yesterday, and they had a video on, and there was, I don't know, speaking some other language, and I was trying to witness this woman, and Brother Wayne was with me, and I took him down there to get a haircut, and I witnessed this woman, and they were like, on the TV, and I was going to say, you know what? I don't know where that all started, in Genesis 11, when God confused the languages. You know, they don't know that. The world don't even know how come there's all these languages in the world. They don't even know that. So they talk about us being uneducated. That's why the old preachers say no man has got a good education until he has a thorough understanding of the Word of God, the greatest book on earth. Anybody? They trained you to do what? Oh my goodness, Babel. Tower of Babel. Ain't that something? Yeah, where do they get that? Why is it always, have y'all heard about the show Apocalypse and Me, or Me and the Apocalypse, or something like that? Anybody heard about that? It's new, it's coming out, it's a movie or something, because I've had two people ask me about it. It's Me and the Apocalypse, or the Apocalypse and Me, or something like that. Where do they get that? The spirit that's in them people in Hollywood. Got it, but it's always twisted up and wrong. Babel, they don't know what Babel means. They don't know what the Tower of Babel is, what the name means, or anything like that. Nimrod, that hunter, he's the one that founded that stuff, Babylon. And they don't know. And the old Rolling Stones made an album about that. Bridges to Babylon, remember that? A long time ago. And they don't even know what Babylon is, most of them. But anyway, those commandments, they won't disturb you. They won't disturb you. Don't worry about it. If a preacher preaches on hell, it won't disturb you. If a man gets up and says, Jesus is the only way to heaven, the Lord's coming back, that don't disturb you. His commandments are not grievous, y'all. That'll bless your heart. Amen? Here, you want me to give you some scripture on that? Romans 7:22. He said, I delight myself in the law of God. Psalm 119:165. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Man that loves the Word of God, he's hard to offend. I worry about these people. It's always offended. I'm offended. I'm offended. I'm offended. I got offended. I got offended there and got offended there and got offended there. You must not love your Bible very much, because if you're really right with God, you don't get offended that easy. You might get your feelings hurt. It might bother you a little bit, but you won't get offended at every little old tiny thing if you love this book and you're right with God. Amen? I remember people, you have to walk on eggshells around them. You, me, and the apocalypse. That's it. You, me, and is it a show or is it a movie? TV show. And then what about Lucifer? Is that all? That, I don't know. I ain't never heard of that. Really? Yeah. The new normal. I've never heard of that. Yeah, well, there's no doubt they're trying to portray the Lord as a revolutionary, law-breaking, something or another, you know, and completely out of whack. They'll do that. Let me say one more thing right quick. Anybody else got it? Amen. That's right. His commandments, the last thing I want to say is, they won't depress you. They won't depress you. If you're right with God, the commandments won't depress you. You won't sit around and say, God, why did God have to say, I can't do that? I want to do it really bad and I'm miserable. The commandments of God ain't grievous. There's something wrong with you if living right is making you miserable. Something wrong. Your heart's messed up. You backslid. I know you get a sin in your heart. You get a sin in your heart and you want to commit it really, 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 really bad. You're like a dog wanting out of the pen. And the devil will mess your mind, but you better thank God for them boundaries and them limits that he put on you. It's for your benefit. It's for your benefit. If you just went out and done anything you wanted, you know how long you'd last? You wouldn't make it till tomorrow, brother. Somebody would knock your brains out, or you get killed, or you'll get hurt, or overdose, or get a disease. Something terrible will happen to you. You better thank the Lord for his commandments. Now, Hollywood always pictures Christians as some weirdo, some weird woman clutching her Bible like this, quoting scripture, and or they always make Jesus, like he said about Jesus, they'll have Jesus come out and say, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. I do not believe for a second Jesus acted like that. He had rough hands. He worked as a carpenter, we assume, 18 years. 18 years, probably 12 to 30. I'm sure he didn't sit around the house all the time and let Joseph do all the work. He worked as a carpenter with his hands, lifting wood, helping his dad. 18 years, man, he had some calluses on his hands. He was rough. He didn't walk around with like a little old sissy, anemic sort of a guy and say, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Like that. Every movie you ever see him, that's the way they got him. Weird looking. Jesus didn't act like that. And I'm telling you tonight, his commandments won't depress you. It won't depress you. Amen? People spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on antidepressants. And sometimes there is a physical condition where you do need medication. I'm not saying there's not. But I'm telling you, you really want to be encouraged. Get the victory over your sins. Get right with God. Spend time in this book. Live above. Lift me up above the shadows. Live on a higher plane. Get up. You know how it is. I mean, look, y'all been saved long enough to know. Sometimes, like, we're down here and everything's on top of us. That'll choke you to death. But then other times you feel like, bless God, I'm on top of things. I'm riding high. Amen. I've got the victory. Amen. I've got the victory. The happiest I've ever been in my life is when I had the victory. The victory. Not sinless, but the victory. Sin didn't have dominion over me. Amen. You're not miserable. You're happy. You're not miserable when sin don't have the victory over you. You're happier. All right. Anybody else? Right quick. That's right. Yeah. Yep. The devil will do that. He'll sit and talk to you. Well, your husband don't care about you. Look what her husband did. Or you're in here. And my goodness, he ain't perfect. You know, where he's failed one part, he'll make it up in another part. And you know, it's hot yourself, really. I mean, the devil will make you, he'll make you major on everybody's faults but yours to make you miserable. Look how bad I'm being treated. Everybody's mean to me. You know, you can all get like that once in a while. You ought to just shut up and thank God you ain't in hell. Amen? Thank God you ain't in hell. That's one of the best advice I've ever given anybody, and I've done it for years. Hope for the best. Expect the worst. Take what comes. Keep your mouth shut. Thank God you ain't in hell. That's some of the best advice you'll ever get. Hope for the best. Expect the worst. That way you can't be disappointed. Take what comes. Keep your mouth shut. Thank God you ain't in hell. Remember that when things don't go your way. Anybody else? Right quick. Believe what he believed. He believed in the survival of the fittest. That's what evolution teaches. And that his race was gonna bring in a new utopia and kill everybody that ain't as advanced as we are. That's what he believed. And he believed that Jews were subhuman and just wipe them off the face of the earth. Hitler carried evolution to its logical conclusion where it all winds up one day. Anybody else, right quick? All right, let's bow our head for prayer. Miss Desi, come play something softly tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you've been miserable.